With markets changing and living costs rising, finding a reliable place to grow your money matters now more than ever. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested money earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. There are no account fees or minimums, and you also get free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts 24/7, so you always have access to your money when you need it. And when you're ready to invest, you can transfer your cash to one of Wealthfront's expert-built portfolios in just minutes. More than 1 million people already use Wealthfront to save and build long-term wealth with confidence. Get started today at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Wealthfront Brokerage is not a bank. Annual percentage yield on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. The cash account is not a bank account. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.
We are a weekly podcast, Soul of a Gamer.
Hey, I'm smart this time.
Let's not go that far, okay?
I will fuck it up again!
I love pressing that button. That was my favorite button.
That's definitely this game gets really fucking weird. So you do acid and then you go into the hamster suit.
And this week is...
Night Trap! They're right behind you, Night Trap!
10-year-old birthday party. Next scene, kill the kid.
You got to kill the kid. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, car is coming. Throw your body into the car and die. All I could do every time I was playing Ethan was just would start walking around and go, Jason!
Oh, God.
It's just...
Yes, and you got a problem with that? Just no, it's just stupid.
You're stupid.
Welcome back, everybody. Sorry, welcome. We're going off on a conversation we were having before we started.
Yeah, he's making fun of me, and it's really rude.
Yeah,
and he's
Steven's kind of a dumb guy sometimes. It's just sometimes, really, sometimes we're all really fucking dumb, and we'll say something, and someone will be like, "What did you just fucking say?" And that's me right now with Steven.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Yes. We are Soul of a Gamer podcast. I am Scott.
And I'm Steven.
And every week, we usually tell you about a game and how the game was made and all that crap. But this week, we are doing a hot takes.
Hot takes.
Did you make a hot takes button yet?
No.
God damn
that
it,
would
dude.
Because be smart. And yeah,
people,
should.
I want it, when I say hot takes, they need to hear hot takes.
Oh, okay, I'll do it just like that.
Cascadingly. Yeah, exactly.
Cascadingly
like
echoing.
That. Yeah.
But not an actual echo. Should I voice it? Hot takes.
Yes, you should. Someday.
There we go. Okay, that's my task for the week.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed our last week's episode, which was...
Clair Obscur Expedition 33.
Yeah, Clair Obscur Expedition 33. Actually, guys, I just 100% of the game. It's a sweet fucking game. God damn, it's so good. It is so good. Now, I will say... I don't know if I'll New Game Plus this one.
That's fair. I was debating it.
And I think my debate on this is, like, the save that you have is right before the ending, and you have, like, a two-choice ending.
Yeah.
And you could just literally reload the save and do the other choice if you wanted to see how the other one ended. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think they may have messed up a little bit with that, and they might have messed up a little bit with, like, not having trophies and achievements that had to do with New Game Pluses.
I hate when games do that, honestly.
I do too, but also it's a reason to go back and play it. But if you really enjoyed the game, I guess that's reason enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, most of the time I'll go back and play a game just because I really loved it anyway. It's like, this is a game I'll go back a couple years from now and replay it again.
Likely, yeah. I'm probably going to end up the same.
Like, so
honestly,
I'm not worried about like that as far as like the replayability. But like one of the things that's good with PlayStation sometimes is they'll add, like, for the Spider-Man games, they added DLC. They added New Game Plus in the DLC. So there is an achievement for it or a trophy for it, but you can get the Platinum Trophy without getting that one.
Yeah. Okay. That's
cool. So at least it's kind of nice where like there's an option to get the trophy, but you can still 100% it technically without it. But yeah. I definitely like, I hate when a game forces you to play it. And like, unless it's part of the story to play it multiple times, if it's the exact same story that every time, like, there's not really a purpose to replaying it and forcing a replay.
All right. I mean, I get it. Like, I don't want to be forced to replay games either unless they're fucking phenomenal. That's the of course, nobody knows when their game is going to release if it's going to be phenomenal or not, right?
I mean, that's fair. I guess for me, it's like there's a lot of achievements that I hate like forced. Like, I hate when you have 8 difficulties and every difficulty has an achievement. Yeah. Yeah, like, that's ridiculous.
Well, and like the top, it's usually like, again, cascading. If you do the top one, all the other ones fall with it. So,
well, and then I mean, I do enjoy that they have that at least, but like, it's still kind of just an annoying thing to even, because a lot of times I'll play it on normal at first because that's what the game was meant to be played at. Yeah. And then I'll play it on easy to get everything. And then I'll play it on hard again a third time if I really want to play it at the hardest difficulty. But that's the thing, is I'm already playing it 3 times for that, but I hate that you have to put that behind an achievement wall. Like, just have it for finishing the game. You don't have to do it for a certain difficulty. Like, I like when some games have like a difficulty thing, like for a mission, like complete one mission or one level at the hardest difficulty, like Doom and a couple other ones. But like, I don't like it when the entire thing's like, you have to beat this on the hardest difficulty solo honor mode with every skull, and you can't use summons, and if you get hit once, you lose, and you fuck off.
Yeah, if you get hit once, you lose your penis. That's it.
And it's not that it just falls off or anything. Like, someone comes into your house and chops it off for you.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But, and again, like, I think everyone who releases a game essentially says, like, this game's going to be phenomenal. It's just like,
well, I mean, you got, who's not excited about a product that they put on?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you got a 10% chance of that being true. Let's see what happens when it comes out. How about that?
Exactly.
I doubt the Suicide Squad guys were like, this is going to be phenomenal. They were like, this is a fucking shit show.
I bet there was a bit of both in there. I bet like the executives was like, this is going to sell a cut kicks. I could see the money coming in, and the like actual people making the game are like, I'm so tired of having to make changes because of these dumb folks.
Probably. But yeah, we hope you enjoyed that episode. We had a lot of fun with it. Clearly, we're still talking about it a lot now, so we fucking loved it. But let's jump into these hot takes. How about that?
Yeah. So first off, we're going to start today with franchises that need to die. And I know this kind of,
oh my god, please.
I know this is kind of like a toxic thing to say, and these are just kind of maybe even game franchises that are dead to us. We stop playing them, whatever the story is. These are franchises we just think could end. Like, if they ended now, we wouldn't be upset. It's not that we like, is no hate to anyone who loves these game franchises at all. Just saying that we don't care for them anymore.
I mean, a lot of hate from me. I'll start this one off.
Okay,
this one is specifically because A, the game suck, and B, the community around it fucking sucks. So if you like this game and you are cool, I'm sorry, you are in the vast minority of people who play this fucking game. Call of Duty.
I was wondering if you're going over there.
God, I fucking hate, you know, I've hated Call of Duty since the mid 2000s. I really enjoyed their World War II takes because I like history and I like learning about shit. But then when they went to the modern warfare shit and people just started like screaming obscenities at each other every fucking match just to be a fucking prick, because they'll easily say something over a microphone, but when I'm right in front of their face with a fucking my fist in their goddamn face, they won't say shit, you know?
I think as far as multiplayer games in general, I think the toxicity of people has just increased more and more the more people has joined it.
It starts with Call of Duty. I think so.
I think it either started with maybe like those, any of the sports games, any of the fighting games, or even a lot of the MOBAs. A lot of MOBAs had some of the toxic.
Yeah, but MOBAs came later, I think, right? Didn't when did
depending
League come out?
Like Dota 2 and was pretty old, if I remember right. I don't remember
when Legends. Dota came out, but so the Call of Duty franchise, it's just been around for what? We're coming on like 20 years now, or 25 years or so. And it has continued to just release crap after crap after crap after crap. And all they're living on is their multiplayer aspects now, because people really like to stream it. And that's the only thing that's keeping them alive are these stupid streamers who like to stream this shitty game.
Yeah. I mean, League of Legends was 09 for reference.
Okay. Yeah. So like Black Ops, I believe was, or not Black Ops, Modern Warfare, I think 07.
Yeah.
06, 07, somewhere in there. Because around the same time that Halo 3 came out, I feel like, and that was like 06, 07.
Yeah.
No, that was 05. What am I talking about?
Because I think it's Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3, and then Black Ops was in the middle of 2 and 3, I think, or somewhere like, around there.
And again, Black Ops 2, this is a game that's been around for 25 years. They're not doing anything new. They're just essentially like glorifying the military whenever they release a fucking game, so...
I wouldn't say they're not doing anything new. They especially their new like traversal features and like their new like laying down mechanic. Like I know it's something like
right.
that
they're
was
stealing
in...
shit from games that released 20 years ago that they refused to do then. Yes, you're correct.
Well, I mean that's what Call of Duty does in anything. Like wall running's popular from Titanfall. We're gonna take that. Oh, we're gonna use this from this. We're gonna take that.
We're gonna take battle royales next. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that you want. Big giant maps and vehicle destruction and even bigger battle royales. Battlefield 42 or 2042 did that best. Let's take it from them
Let's
or whatever.
Steal it. Yeah. It's just. Yeah.
I mean, I agree that it's kind of an overdone. I think what sucks about it is like, it's crazy how popular it still is. Like, I don't know anybody that I personally talk to anymore that still plays it. Yeah. I was even the biggest component for it, even all the way up until, I think, my biggest, because I played after Ghost, I played after a lot of those. I think it was Infinite Warfare is when I stopped, was Infinite Warfare.
But again, it's just a game series that's been around for 25 years, and it just needs to fucking die. It's done. It's they've been done, and they're rehashing everything they've done before. They're stealing shit from other games.
Yeah.
No. That's my opinion. That's my hot take on Call of Duty.
And I mean, they
Fuck
keep
Call
just re-releasing
Duty.
The Modern Warfare at this point, too.
Yeah, they're like, let's update Modern Warfare again.
Yeah.
Here, give us $90 for it this time.
Fair.
You fucking assholes.
No, that's a good first one, though. My first one's pretty similar to it, not going to lie. It's another franchise that tried doing a game a year for the longest time.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
I agree. Oh my god. Although I do think one of the last ones was really good, if I remember right. I think it was Odyssey really good.
Odyssey was pretty good. It was just really long and bloated. Like it's a 200-300 hour long game. It came after Origins, which was another 200 hour game, which Valhalla came after that was another 300 hour game. Yeah. Another two or three have came out after that even. It's a franchise that I absolutely loved when they first came out.
The second trilogy,
and even 3 and 4 were fantastic.
Black Flag was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was 4. And I loved even some of the other ones, like the Syndicate. Like I know a lot of people didn't really care for that one. Rogue was a hot mess, but a lot of them now, there's too much bloat. All the games take place in different times and different cultures, but they all feel the exact same. Like, I don't really feel like I'm a Viking playing as a Viking. I don't really feel like I'm a Greek warrior playing in Odyssey. I don't feel like,
they created this like substance in the first game. And now, whenever I played it, it always felt like I was replaying the first game.
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Because the guy in the first game is exactly the same as every guy in every game. They've changed very little when it comes to mechanics. Maybe they've added a few things, but they're not. Like,
yeah,
the entire scope of the game is pretty limited. I feel like.
I know they did come out with a more limited nature game recently, and that did kind of have more middle reviews, kind of brought it back up a little bit.
Yeah.
But even that, to me, like. There's just something about it that it doesn't feel the same way that it does. Like it doesn't have the same intrigue the way it does. It was really popular around
the
time
story,
that Da Vinci Code and all those things were coming out, and everyone is really into all of that Christian mythology kind of. All of this shit was like hidden from us, and Adam and Eve was actually like these futuristic people all along, and
they were actually Adam and Steve.
Oh yeah, Ooh. Yeah, we got it on. But yeah, I just, it's one of those franchises to me that I think just, it could go away and I wouldn't be sad.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think that's just outlived its fucking, the story sucked now, right? Like,
they do.
Now they're just diving into individual stories from the past instead of overarching it with this big story from the future.
Yeah, no, and like, they got rid of, because it was always like Desmond at first, and then they started putting out other people, and I don't remember a single other person's name. I don't remember most of the people's names that you play as in any of these games. Like some of them do tie in together. Like I think the one from Odyssey actually shows up in the female version of, if you play the female version on Odyssey, she shows up in Valhalla at some point. So like there is sometimes some weird interconnectivity, because in Valhalla you actually can go in between worlds and like you can travel to different realms and you can go to like the god realms and stuff like that. But that's the other thing too. I was like, you're going into like all of this like mythological shit now instead of this historical shit. Like,
I don't know, not just that. It was before it was like almost sciencey shit.
It was science and historic. It's like history, everything was based off like, of actual facts
now
and
they're
actual
like,
inventions.
No, wait. There are gods, though. Hold on. Hold on.
Wouldn't it be cool if Thor showed up in your Assassin's Creed game where you play as a Viking? No, it fucking wouldn't.
No,
it's
That's
so unrealistic.
Cool. Now you're actually playing as Zeus. You are a god. He was actually a super assassin. God,
do you want Loki to fuck with you? No, I really fucking don't. Why is Loki in this fucking Assassin's Creed game? This
fuck
is
you,
so
that's
stupid.
Why.
Like, goddammit.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
All right, what do you got next?
My next one, actually, I think you'll agree with this, and I think you'll agree with this about 10 years ago.
With markets changing and living costs rising, finding a reliable place to grow your money matters now more than ever. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested money earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. There are no account fees or minimums, and you also get free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts 24/7, so you always have access to your money when you need it. And when you're ready to invest, you can transfer your cash to one of Wealthfront's expert-built portfolios in just minutes. More than 1 million people already use Wealthfront to save and build long-term wealth with confidence. Get started today at wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Wealthfront Brokerage is not a bank. Annual percentage yield on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. The cash account is not a bank account. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.
Go.
Ooh.
I think this is when it started for you to fall, but for me, it was like more recent in the last 7 years. Halo. I am done with fucking Halo games. You know what's funny is after Halo 3 came out, I was so sad because I'm like, this was the pinnacle of what they could have fucking done. This was such a good game. They did an amazing job with it. And they decided at that point, like the rumor was Halo was dead. You know, it was going to be a trilogy. There was going to be no more anything coming out. And then they decided, no, we're going to do Reach. And they fucking killed it with Reach.
Reach was fantastic. Yeah.
And from Halo, and after that, Bungie left. Bungie was done, and 343 took over, and they killed it with Halo 4. Honestly,
pretty
Halo
great.
4
yep.
was a lot of fucking
fun. Fantastic. It was
fun.
Interesting, since, new.
Yeah, and since then, it has just completely gone downhill.
I agree.
It is just, it's been 100%. Steven made a comment about this a long time ago, how he picked up Halo 5 and then just fucking returned it the next day because he hated it so much.
Yeah, I was in the paper because I had pre-ordered the game 2 years in advance. I was one of the first people in the entire state of Colorado to pre-order it, and apparently that was newsworthy in our city.
For some reason.
For some reason. I didn't even know about it until my friend came in and was like, I heard you pre-ordered, you little stupid head. I was like, what?
You
how did you hear
idiot.
About it? I just walked in that day. I didn't know it was happening, but just happenstance. But I seriously, I got it day one. I went to the midnight release of it, I think, even, because I think they're still doing midnight releases at that point.
Yeah.
I picked up the copy, and then I downloaded it that day. Next morning I woke up, I played it for probably 2 hours, and I said, fuck this shit, and I took it back to the store and got store credit. I was like, this is the most garbage shit ever. Like, I'm not okay with this.
It just was not a fun game. And like, I didn't, it took me a year and a half to finish the campaign for that game because I was just so bored.
Yeah.
And when I finally, I didn't buy it. I just, I got it on Game Pass, I want to say. But you know, it was just, it's a series that has really gone downhill. Yes, they've added some new mechanics. Yes, they've copied Call of Duty. Yes, they stole things from Battlefield. Yes, they're doing what everyone else is doing, just taking what's popular.
Yes, they went open world.
Yeah, they're fucking it into their game. That's all they're doing now. And the only thing they haven't done is made a Halo fucking Battle Royale. But I have a feeling that's coming.
I think there was even like a big... like
there was a
battle.
Rumor mill.
Yeah,
there was a rumor mill about it in Halo 6. But like, it's just a series that's done. It's told its story. It's done its shit, and it's done. And now they're just fucking, they're trying their best to make money, and that's all they care about. And the series itself has suffered because it's not so much about money and not about the fucking story anymore.
Yeah. I know we both love the anniversaries of that, the remake. Yeah. Some of them were fantastic, but I will say the other thing too with that is I do know there's a bunch of rumors that just got announced at the Xbox Game Showcase this weekend, where they were actually talking about the franchise that started it all coming back. So there's rumors. Everyone thinks a new Halo game is coming out.
Yeah,
I am going to see what they come up with. I'm not going to be excited for it. I'm probably not going to pre-order it or anything. Like, I honestly, like, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm scared. Honestly, I'm scared to see if they fuck it up even more. Because even though I did play through the last Halo game that came out, the Halo Guardian or whatever the fuck that one was.
Yeah, it's essentially Halo 6.
Yeah. It was okay. It was just not what I wanted.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's no emotion in Halo anymore. Before, you were sad when, like, Captain Keyes died, and Miranda Keyes, when she was, like, when Sergeant Johnson died. You know, like, I pretty much cried at that moment, because it's just so, like, it's such a shitty acting moment, but it's just, you love this character for as long as you've been playing this fucking game. But, like, there's no emotion in it. I don't care about the characters. All their, like, when they pulled in fucking, even Halo 4, they pulled in a... Who'd they pull in? God, what's his name?
Nathan Fillion.
The famous actor.
No, that was ODST he showed up in.
Was that ODST? I thought he was also in Halo 4.
I can't remember. He might be also in 4.
I think he's also in 4. But, like, he, even pulling in him, like, it's just not... I feel like they're doing too much, and now they need to back up and maybe do something different.
Fair. All right. Well, next one for me, and this one, kind of, I think almost everyone's going to agree with.
Except for me,
even you. I know we both used to be diehard fans of this game series. We both bought it every single fucking year.
Pokemon
Madden.
Oh, I was so close.
Pokemon,
I was so close.
Also on my list to talk about. But Madden, I wanted to talk about first because,
yes, 100%, I agree.
I want more sports games to come out, but I want them to be new. I want them to be fresh. I want something inventive. Like, I don't care if it's fantastical. I don't care what it is. Like, one I'm really excited about, I think, I can't remember if it just came out or just got announced, it's coming out shortly. Rematch. The people who did fucking Rocket League are making a soccer game. And it uses very interesting mechanics and shit.
I feel like Rocket League is a soccer game.
Yeah, I know, but they're actually doing an actual soccer game, but it actually looks incredible. Like, the mechanics of it, like, having to actually be able to, like, aim the ball in certain ways, it seems like it's going to be, like, a really fun, new, inventive, cool way to bring soccer back into the limelight. And I hope we get this with a lot of things others. Like I said before, I really hope, like, the Street series comes back, like the NBA, NFL Street.
Yeah, yep.
I want something other than Madden. Like, if when you only have, like, a monopoly for a sports franchise, like, there's really no other games. Like, I want to play a football game, but my option is Madden. They're really, and there's the college game too, but that those are your two choices. There's no other fucking sports football
game. I would say the college game is a little bit more. I don't know, like,
yeah, but I don't want to play college rules. Build,
you build your character and you can, like, get them up through college, but then you're restricted on that for 4 years, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, and one thing about Madden too, the only thing they change every year is essentially who is the better player, because that's really the only thing that changes. They're like, well, Patrick Mahomes had it last year, but he sucked this year. Let's throw it at Jalen Hurts gets it.
So many people talk about just how much they reuse their sources again. Like, I can't remember. Yeah. I think it was like the 2021 or 2022 that actually had the 2021 like backgrounds in the background of 2022. Like, it had all the year before stuff in there, and you could still see it say 2021 on your Madden 2022 game. And you're like, okay, come on. You literally just reused it. You didn't even rename it. You had to change one fucking number. That is all you had to do. The entire time you were too lazy to do that. You do the same
thing. That's the problem with them releasing a game every fucking year. Like, maybe I think Madden would be cool if they released it every 5.
Honestly, you don't even need to keep releasing it. Just release new rosters.
You're right. You're right. But, like, if they were, so let's say they take a 5-year break and they make it amazing in 5 years, like, then it's a noticeable difference. I think the problem is it comes out every fucking year. It's
honestly,
like, it's so
I think it needs to do
annoying.
like a like Olympic kind of thing, like every 4 years or every two or four years.
Because then you're like, oh my God, I didn't even get to play as this person because they were a rookie when this game came out. Oh, this is so exciting. You know,
well, and they can still do roster updates. Like they still do roster updates even on the older ones. You can still play those older ones and you can download new rosters and shit. So like, it's very easy to just update the rosters so you could make it last 2 years. I don't know why they don't just do that. Like
nothing
you could even make
Madden
it...
2011, man. That was just the fucking. That was the best Madden. I own that Madden. I love that Madden. It's got Peyton Hillis on the fucking cover. It's perfect.
There's a lot of old ones that I enjoyed, but yeah, it's something that I had to stop buying that one. At the same time, I stopped buying Call of Duty. I was just like, I'm done. I can't.
100%. That should have died like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here I'll come at you with a way more vague thing. This is not
way
a game
vague.
Series. This is a kind of game series that needs to just go away.
A game series. It goes away. Okay.
Battle Royales, dude.
Oh, you just want Battle Royales to go away.
I want them gone. And then, you know what? I like Battle Royales. I don't hate them. I play them. They're fun, but they're getting way overdone.
Yeah.
This is like every game that releases, there's always talks. Is there going to be a Battle Royale with it? And it's just, it's completely fucking worthless. Like PUBG was fun because it was realistic and kind of stealthy. Apex Legends was fun because it was just like you get abilities and you get a little bit less of that. But then like Fortnite's not fun to me. Not like they're just not fun. And all they're doing is rehashing the same shit, throwing it out and saying, no, ours is different, I swear.
Which honestly, like I agree because I've never really been a huge fan of Battle Royales. Like I'll play them every once in a while. Like you got me to play PUBG quite a bit.
Yeah,
I haven't
PUBG
really played anything else, but they're kind of dumb to me because you could lose in the first 15 seconds and then you're just out of the match.
And then you're waiting 20 minutes for a new match.
Yes. Whereas like as long as like I would even be okay, and I think this is something they should do more. Bring back more like big team slayers. Do like 32-on-32 or 16-on-16. Like you could still have a shit ton of multiplayer people in these games. Make these maps that are big enough to do it. I know you can do it. I've seen some of these open worlds that are bloated as shit. Just throw fucking 50 people into that map and it's fine. Like, well, are we struggling so hard to do?
Honestly, the biggest problem I have with Battle Royales is they're essentially money farms.
They are. They really are.
Like, it's just cosmetic bullshit. They're just selling you constant, like literal constant shit. They're selling you all the time.
Yeah.
So you spend money on their stupid fucking game and they make it free. And then, but if you want this cool thing, you got to pay $65.95.
And don't get us wrong. We've both spent money on free games. I have spent over $3,000 on free games.
But
on
like,
a single free game.
Like those are games we enjoy and we like, and we're willing to give them money because we are supporting them. We like them. We like what they're doing. But Battle Royales, they're all just money schemes. All of them. Every fucking one. All sell cosmetics. All have battle passes. All of them.
Yeah.
It is a really annoying thing. Like even Apex Legends, back in the day, you could buy the battle pass once and then you'd never have to buy it again. And now
it's
like
the points to get the next battle pass or whatever.
But they changed the currency in it. Mm-hmm. So now you have to buy it. You have no choice but to buy it.
Yep, that's the way it goes in a lot of these.
Yeah, and it's just really annoying that this is the legacy of Battle Royales. Money schemes. Money pits. That's all they fucking are.
Well, and you know that's true because like even in most battle passes, you get like you have to spend gems to get the battle pass, but then you get gems in the battle pass to spend on more shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, why can't you just make that half the cost and don't give me the gems?
Well, and it's just like then they do that as a strategy, right? So you get your gems, let's just say gems in this case. You get your gems, you pay for the battle pass, and then you get 500 gems from the battle pass. But something costs 550 gems. Well,
but
now
you only
have to pay for 50.
300.
Like you only need 50 gems, but you only get to buy in like 300 spurts. But now you only have to buy the lowest level instead of having to buy two of the lowest level.
I do hate the spurts of a lot of these things. Like you can either buy like 100 gems, 500 gems, 1,000 gems, or 20,000 gems. Or like it's something always like ridiculous in their way. There's like no intermediates. And that was the same thing I had with Madden was always a problem. Like they always added the 50 on there. Yeah. So it's like 550. And I'm like, okay, but I can buy a 100 pack and a 500 pack. So I have to spend more. And then I have 50 cents that's just hovering. I guess that's going to be for my next $5 pack, but fuck you.
Yeah. It's just, like I said, it's all a scheme. I think battle royales are on my chopping block to fucking just die already. I'm so tired of them.
That's fair. So yeah, I guess I already kind of mentioned it, so I'll talk about it a little bit. But Pokemon is one of my next one.
100%. I totally thought that's where you were going before.
It is another one we both bought all the fucking time and stopped playing.
I still love it. I bought the newest one. It's really good. It's not terrible.
And it's not that these games are terrible. And that's the thing that's kind of the thing
that
sucks with it.
They're not mechanic driven is my biggest problem with
them. Yeah, it's that the most of them are very much the same, especially the newer ones recently. They just keep coming up with a new way to evolve shit or just a new form of different Pokemon or
evolve. Now you can Mega Evolve,
Giganta Evolve, Gigamax. You could do this to it. You could this ancient stone that makes it a kaiju. I don't fucking know.
You can give it this tiny pebble and it'll turn it into Emma Watson.
Yeah.
I would take that, right? I'd still be fucking a Psyduck, but I guess it'd look like Emma Watson.
Does she quack like a duck? That was awful.
I know that they don't, in the games, they don't say their names, but I just picture it going, Psyduck, Psyduck, Psyduck. I agree. I think Pokemon just did this. It's been out for fucking ever. I mean, that first game, I think, came out in 96, right?
Yeah.
So we're
something
coming up
like
on
that.
30 years of fucking Pokemon at this point.
Which, I mean, like I said, they still have good games. A lot of kids still enjoy them. So I'm not diminishing that in any way. I just think it's a game franchise that could go away for a while or just disappear. And I wouldn't be like, oh my God, why isn't there a new Pokemon game that came out? I don't think there's enough new in each Pokemon game that gets me to buy them all the time anymore.
Yeah. I mean, my last time when I was so excited was Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Because I love Diamond and Pearl. That is like my fucking, that was the shit. I bought the new one too, the remake, and it was just.
With markets changing and living costs rising, finding a reliable place to grow your money matters now more than ever. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested money earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. There are no account fees or minimums, and you also get free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts 24/7. So you always have access to your money when you need it. And when you're ready to invest, you can transfer your cash to one of Wealthfront's expert-built portfolios in just minutes. More than 1 million people already use Wealthfront to save and build long-term wealth with confidence. Get started today at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Wealthfront Brokerage is not a bank. Annual percentage yield on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. The cash account is not a bank account. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.
Oh, good. Like, they did such a good job on it. But they aren't super classy with their game. And this is a Nintendo problem. You guys know, I've said this hundreds of times. Nintendo. I cannot stand. Nintendo is just a giant pit of, this is my property, don't touch it. And they only re-release games when it serves them the best.
Nintendo is kind of getting, everyone's making fun of Nintendo right now because I don't know if you saw this too. Xbox is apparently releasing its first handheld console. Nice. Coming out soon, and it's going to be Microsoft
is trying to get away from consoles.
Well, they're doing a handheld console, but it's also going to be have Microsoft Office on it, like Microsoft 11 on it, and it's going to be able to have Steam and other gaming stores on it, as well as Game Pass and Xbox games. So you're going to be able to play everything. I'm buying this fucking thing, dude. It's sounds phenomenal.
Check how big it is. I looked at the Steam Deck, and it's pretty cool, but it's fucking giant. It's heavy.
I don't think it's as big as a Steam Deck. It's similar to it, though. But, and I don't care, dude. I'm going to buy it no matter what. But, like, because it's got access to Steam, you can play PlayStation exclusives through Steam on an Xbox console. And even their next actual physical console they were talking about making is also going to be Steam integrated and stuff, too. And PlayStation's like, We're gonna just do this. So I guess Xbox is gonna give us a bunch of their exclusives, and we're gonna be able to play Game Pass stuff, and you're gonna be able to play our exclusives. through Steam. So we're just Xbox and PlayStation and Steam. We're all just one happy family now. And hey, Nintendo.
Yeah, well, again, Nintendo's IPs are just so shitty. They don't give them away. Once they're in the Nintendo system, they keep them locked fucking down. They do not give their IPs away. So if someone wants to like remake a cool game that they really liked as a kid, they don't get to because Nintendo does not like giving out their shit. They only do it when it benefits them. It's just like the whole, like, I think we've talked about this before, the GBA emulator and Game Boy emulator and the Sega Genesis emulator and all these things that were not made by Nintendo. They were not all of them made by fans. It's more than 20 years ago. Nintendo has served so many fucking papers about lawsuits to force people to take down these fucking emulators from websites. And then they just steal them and put them on their fucking device.
Yeah.
They're horseshit. That's all they are. And that's all they're ever, like, you think of even Pokemon cards, like, and how fucking bullshit those are right now because Nintendo refuses to do anything about it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just all, Nintendo's just a shithole. But anyway, back to Pokemon. I agree 100%. I think Pokemon has just been, they've been riding on the coattails of their original, like, I would say 10 years because those first 10 years were awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll still even say, like, I really love, like, X and Y is probably, honestly, besides...
Yeah, X and Y were good.
X and Y are probably my favorites, besides Heart Gold. And I, honestly, I still even liked... Sword and Shield was pretty decent still.
Yeah, like, it was okay.
That one was the one I stopped on, honestly.
Yeah.
I finished that one and then
I
stopped.
The newest one's okay, too. It's not like they're bad games. They're just overdone. And the Pokemon are getting kind of dumb looking. And
I mean,
they did a really good job with the original ones, and now they're just like, well, why don't we make Squirtle a grass type?
Well, now everything's just smash or pass with Pokemon. It's not even talking about Pokemon anymore without being sexualized.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right, because they made like female looking Pokemon or whatever, like human female looking.
There's Lobunny, and there's Gardevoir, and there's a couple others.
Oh yeah, I mean, but those are all old. Lobunny's from.
Well, I mean, they're older, but
Is that from Diamond and Pearl? I don't even remember.
Fourth or fifth.
Yeah, I think it's Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah.
I mean, Pokemon's just dead. It's dying, and like the cards will outlast the games 100%.
Yeah. What else you got?
I'm going to go controversial. I'm going to go Nintendo because Nintendo's a shitbox, of course. And my last one was actually Madden, so I'm not going to...
Oh, okay. That's kind of funny.
Well, we'll maybe just do four on this one. We are taking a long time on this one. So.
Okay, well, I'll do... All right. You got one more still then?
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about Mario.
Fair. Okay.
I am done with fucking Mario. I am done. I have been done for years. The world has been done for fucking years. You know, it would be one thing if they release a Mario game like every, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, but it's every fucking 6 months. It's all the fucking, no matter what, Mario Tennis, Mario Golf, Mario this, Mario that,
okay.
Mario Odyssey.
All of the sports, the Mario parties, the Smash Bros, all those, those need to keep coming out. I don't give a fuck what but the game-based Mario's
Mario
like
has been overused, and he's not even the coolest character in any of the games that he is featured.
Oh no, he never was.
Was, but for some reason he's still the mascot and he sucks so hard. Like, it's just such a dumb thing. And like, you know, Mario games are cool, they're fun, they're still entertaining. It's not that, it's that they just come up with new ideas. Write something new. You know, some of the best games, we talked about Clair Obscur, some of the best games coming out don't have a history of fucking like selling out the same fucking character for 600 years, you know? And games are never
totally
on
fair.
That list of the top games coming out. Never.
No. Well, I would say they haven't been in the top at all recently.
No, because everyone's excited about these cool indie games that are coming out that people are really like, oh my god, they spent 5 years on this and they had to take out a $400,000 loan and they got it paid back with pre-sales because people love the game. So like, those are cool stories. But then Nintendo's saying, we're releasing Mario Kart 47.
I mean, when that comes out though,
people will love it. There's no doubt in my mind people will keep loving it because they have this formula of how people love these shit games. But honestly, people love it for like 4 days and then they stop playing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I'm in the boat now, especially because like the new Mario Kart just came out, but it's only on the Switch 2. Switch and I'm 2. Like, I'm not buying a Switch 2 because there's not enough on it yet. Like, that's got some just, interesting specs and stuff, but
And its specs are like as good as a fucking anything that's been out for 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so it's like,
it's they're so behind on everything. But yes, I believe Mario needs to die.
That's fair. That's fair. My last one's also going to be a controversial one. This one might be fun, might be not. I'm going to say, and I mean this after the next one comes out, GTA. After GTA 6 comes out, I'm done, I think. I think...
I'm curious on this, actually, because they do take a long time to release GTA games.
With how
and they
long,
survive
especially,
forever.
Yes, especially with how long this one's taken and all the things that they're planning on doing and all the things they've showed us they're going to do in this. I don't know how much more you could go before going into a full dive system or VR with graphics as good as real life. I don't know where else you're going to go after GTA 6 with all the shit that's already been showcased for it. I'm like, how, where, and how long was that even going to take? Because this one has been pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. Yeah. And I'm glad that they're pushing it back. Don't get me wrong. I want this to come out as amazing as they essentially released
a perfect game with GTA 5, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, and that's why it took them so long, because GTA 5 was just fucking phenomenal on all fronts. It was perfect. There's no doubt in my mind that they did the most. Like, if GTA 6 isn't better than 5, I would not blame it, because 5 is fucking perfect.
I mean, same, but even if it's anywhere near the same level, it's gonna be in such an explosive thing that lasts for another like 10 years, just like GTA 5 did. And then we're not going to get another game for another 15 to 20 years after that, probably.
Which is fine. I mean, honestly, I'm fine with that, because they keep fucking updating. Even now, they're still updating 5.
Still. Yeah, I mean, that's true. But I just it's more because I don't know where else they could go.
Yeah, I feel you.
With a game.
I think you're right. I think the next step is like full dive.
Yeah, I think full dive is going to be where we're going to have to end up going next. Like, honestly.
Yeah, 100%.
So. All right, I guess it for that question. I guess we'll go to our next hot text question.
Yeah, this one won't be as long, because we won't have as much like fury going into it.
That's fair. That's fair. Games that we wish we could play for the first time again.
I'm so excited for this one.
Yes. So obviously, I know for me, myself personally, I'm going to just go ahead and say honorable mentions to a lot of the games we talk about way too fucking much on this podcast. So I'm going to say honorable mentions to BioShock, The Last of Us, Spider-Man, 2019.
I'm so glad you put The Last of Us on there.
Dude, I don't want to talk about The Last of Us anymore.
Why? Did you hate season 2 of the show?
No, I mean, it's okay. It's not. Season 1 was so much better than season 2. But.
Yeah, I mean, that game 1 was better than game 2, so perfect.
I mean, fair, but
they're following suit. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's things that I don't like. There's things that I do like. It's kind of like hit and miss. There's things that I do just kind of miss the intensity of her. Ellie is just such a more intense, dark character in the game than she is in the show, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I see why they're doing the things they're doing, but... It's hard not to see that big a difference.
All right. Yeah. Honorable mentions to all the games we'd love, but some of them will still end up on our list. So there's no way they don't, you know, because we love them so much. Of course we want to play them for the first time again.
I guess, do you want to go first on this one?
No, I went first on the last one.
Okay. Well then
I
will start
first on this one. Asshole.
Fine. Fuck me. Okay. We'll start with Dark Souls 3. I thought about saying Elden Ring or Dark Souls 3. Those are my two
favorites. I don't know why
favorites.
Every time you say Dark Souls, I think 2 is your favorite.
No, it's 3. I never actually played 2.
I know that for a fact, and we've talked about this so many times, but every time I'm like, why didn't you say Dark Souls 2?
That one, honestly, that's the one I haven't played. I've played the least, which is weird.
Oh, really? I thought you played Dark Souls 1 the least.
No, I played Dark Souls 1 a decent amount. I have barely touched Dark Souls 2.
Interesting.
But Dark Souls 3, to me, it's where I started. And From Software, it's very nostalgic for me for that reason. It's honestly still going back to it. Like, I played it again recently because I got my wife into it. We went through it side by side, playing next to each other. And goddamn, I fucking loved going through it. And I really loved watching her go through it for the first time, like her getting surprised by all these things, her seeing these bosses for the first time, her seeing these areas for the first time, her seeing how interconnected and crazy this world is, and the verticality of this world is unmatched by a lot of video games. The verticality of this game is insane compared to a lot of games. And this game came out a long time ago. Like, I think this is still just an incredible masterpiece of a game. It's extremely difficult and I fucking hate it, but it's also the thing that got me to try harder at a lot of video games and stop being such a bitch. So I think it's something that I needed to do one more time.
All right, fair. I'm actually going to tell you about a game I have played again for the first time.
Oh.
So Skies of Arcadia.
Oh.
Of course, I played this game when I was a kid and I never got too far in it. I thought I got like super far and then it turned out I was in the first 2 hours of the game.
Hello, but when that happens.
Yeah, in the last like 5 years, I went back and played it again, or like 5 years, 10 years? In the last 10 years sometime,
yeah.
I went back and tried it again. And I bought it. I paid the like $300 or whatever the game cost for it. And I was like, you know what? I'm in. Even though I can emulate this, I want to play it on my GameCube. I want to feel like I did when I was a kid. And playing it again, I was like, man, I do not remember anything except for this one event happening. So it did feel like the first time again. And it was so much fucking fun. Like, it was so much fun. And I feel like just going back and learning and exploring that entire game and seeing all the cool shit in it would be so cool.
Yeah.
It's one of those games where it's just an exploration-based game. So you just find so much cool shit and you're like, this world is amazing. And it's so story-driven.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. It's still one that I might have to play at some point.
Mm-hmm. You do. You should play it now. Play it right now. Actually, just stop the podcast, go play.
Got too many games going on right now, dude. There's way too much shit coming out that's way too good right now.
I know, right?
I hate it. I love it and I hate it. It's a great time to be a gamer.
If only there were three of us.
Seriously, three of me, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Next one for me, I was really trying to stick with games that also like fundamentally change when you know about them, like games that it's hard to almost play a second time because you know everything already or you've seen everything already. For me, that number one game for that was Immortality. It's a game we played for the podcast. I know I loved it. Scott kind of felt intermediately about it, but as a movie lover, this was just such a wild adventure. It was such a unique thing to have like a movie video game where you go through footage and find out secrets and find these hidden clips, and it was scary and spooky and loving and caring and made me cry and made me laugh, and it was dark, it was disturbing. Like, there's a lot of shit in that game that I just absolutely loved everything about. So getting to do all of that for the first time again, the only way I get to experience anything close to that is if playing with someone who's watching someone play who's never played it before, which is always entertaining. But yeah.
All right. Well, my next game actually is one that came out fairly recently, like in the last 5-ish years. Yeah. Psychonauts 2.
Ooh, yeah.
So this game, like the first time I played it, and you know, I would say Psychonauts, but I will say that this game is so much better than Psychonauts
2 is better, yeah.
Yeah, it's 100% better. And like playing it for the first time was so cool. Again, it's an interesting story. All the abilities are cool. Searching it's like an open world area, essentially. You get to search. Uh-huh. Doing all the shit was really fun. And like, there's a certain amount of interest that comes in playing a game for the first time. And I did replay the game the second time, and it actually wasn't as good. And it's not that it wasn't as good. It just wasn't as fun because nothing was new.
Yeah.
First time I played it was so fucking cool because everything, like, it felt so fucking cool. It's such a cool game.
I do feel like that because it is kind of like such a gimmicky game with all of the mental stuff that it is so unique on your first playthrough. It's
so different. And like the worlds are just so creative and everything that when you play it, you're just like, oh my God, this is so fucking cool. I'm in a beehive now. What am I doing here? Oh my God, my grandma's the bad guy? No fucking way.
Why am I a casino that's helping people try to get babies or what?
Like, it was honestly, it's one of my all-time favorite games now because they did such a good job making it. But playing it for the first time again would be phenomenal. That would be the coolest thing in the world.
That's fair. That's fair. Next one for me, one that we both played again for the podcast, Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah.
This game,
I can see that,
is fucking incredible. And first time seeing these monsters, talking about verticality with Dark Souls 3 and talking about just like amazing monster designs and everything, like this one has just so much. These worlds are massive, they're huge. Climbing up on these creatures, the climbing mechanics are unmatched in most games, and it's just so unique. And spoilers for all those people who haven't played it yet, finding out the ending, like that you are not as good of a guy as you thought you were, and you are actually harming these things that you're not supposed to be killing, was kind of heartbreaking. And playing it again, like knowing that, like you can go for like speed runs, you can go for this or that, and there's a lot of like trophies I think for beating each one under a certain time limit and stuff like that, but that's the only thing I get for me for replayability. This one for me, like I think just does so much better on your first playthrough, because it's all just it's a spectacle. And once you've seen the spectacle, you know everything about it, you know the mechanics of it, you're like, oh, I know where to climb now. But not knowing where to climb or how it's going to move or how it's going to do, it's kind of like what I was talking about, I didn't say this with the Dark Souls 3, but knowing every boss mechanic going into the seventh playthrough, it's not fresh anymore. I know every move the boss is going to throw before he throws it out, everything, because of how much I've replayed it over and over again. Same with this game. I've replayed it so much and tried to get these scores on all these that I know all these bosses so much that I want to just to fresh mind it. Like some of these games I do have to just take a 10-year break on and then jump back in.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Let me tell you about my next game. Now this one's weird.
Okay.
Command and Conquer Generals.
Oh, interesting.
So Command and Conquer games are RTS games. They're a lot of fun. And I remember playing Generals for the first time and just being so fucking happy how cool it was. Like, going through the story was really cool. Playing all the different characters was really cool. It was funny to me that as the story went on, you play as either the U.S. or China. Or as the terrorists.
Okay.
But if you're playing as the terrorists, you only attack the Chinese. And if you're playing as the U.S. or China, you only attack the terrorists.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So there's no like intermingling of, oh shit, we can't make China or the U.S. mad about this.
All right. Yeah.
But and the terrorists are the GLA. But the game itself was just so much fucking fun. I remember just getting on this level and playing for hours on my dad's computer. And it was just so fucking cool.
Nice.
It's nonstop. Like I picked it up at a Target for like $3 or something. And just kind of became one of my favorite games of all time. Like, and I'd love to be able to relive that and play it for the first time again, just sit down and get stuck on a level because I have no idea how to build shit.
My RTS that I got stuck on for the longest time that I absolutely fell in love with is Age of Empires 2.
Yeah. Just it's hard to beat those first experiences with some of these games.
Oh, it really is. And sometimes like it sucks playing some of these games. You're like, this is the best of this like genre of game, and there's not going to be a better than this. I don't know if I want to even play any others other than this genre, because this is the pinnacle of it.
For sure.
Next one for me. This one, I think, is one. Again, it's kind of like a whodunit murder mystery, trying to keep everyone alive. You're not knowing what's going on. It's knowing everything kind of does lessen the effect of it. But Until Dawn, I think this game is such a unique experience, especially because of the everyone in your party can die. Every one of the teenagers
like you could literally just fail the game within the first 2 hours of playing.
Yep, exactly. I think it's just such a unique experience having to see what happens with all the choices again for the first time. Seeing what happens each one of the characters, trying to keep them alive for the first time, not knowing how to keep them alive. I think that's just going to be something that's going to be super fun. I actually have more fun watching people play it now than I do replaying it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
because you get to see the excitement on their faces.
Exactly. It's like, yeah. Oh shit, I didn't know that was gonna happen. Oh shit, you mean he's behind the whole thing? What the? This is all in his head. What the fuck? Wendigos are real.
All right. Well, my next one, Tack and the Power of Juju 2, the Staff of Dreams. This is actually one of my favorite games as a kid.
And yeah.
Like, I have fond memories because my brother was so bad at fucking video games. He would watch me play and he just like repeat the lines that they're saying because they're just, it's a funny game. Like, you meet a giant who's talking and he can't quite hear you because he's so big and you're so tiny. And he's like, I need help doing this thing. And he said, what? You killed Mo? Well, why would you go and do a thing like that?
This also has Patrick Warburton as one of the voice actors.
Yeah, as Locke. Yeah, yep. And it's just, it was such a unique game and it's such a unique experience. It would be cool to go through and like just hear the jokes again. They have a genie guy who's like, I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking, I should make this jump. Now you are thinking it's a very long way to the bottom. Just it's such a fun game. Like, I can repeat most of the lines in it because it's just so fucking fun.
It was a fun game. Scott made me play it not too long ago, a few years back, and it was my first time ever playing it. So I definitely had a fun time playing with it, even playing with it nowadays. It's one actually that has some of the best like falling mechanics. Like, if you fall off a cliff, but you're close enough to the ledge, they'll just spawn you on that ledge. It's so nice, so convenient. People who suck at platformers, that's the game for you.
Yep.
But yeah,
super good game.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right. What's your next one?
I didn't have any others. I mean, like I like I said, like some of the other ones, biggest shock wise, like story wise, I think like Far Cry 3 and BioShock would be great to experience again.
Like almost any game we play, we want to play for the first time again. Like almost any fucking one. Madden 2025, Madden 2024, Madden 2023.
See, there's a lot of games that I actually don't care about playing again for the first time. They're fine just playing again. But like, there's certain games, and I think definitely certain genres have more of that effect than others. Like, obviously, like any whodunit or mysteries.
Yeah, but it's like meaningful times in your life, too. Like, you could have played a game when you were really depressed and it made you happy. And like, you'll remember that and say, oh, my. Yeah, like this game made me happy. Oh my shit. Like, I'd love to play this game again. So, certain points in your life, but I think that's where we'll cut it then if you don't have any more. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Yes. Tell us which franchise you want to die and which games you would love to play for the first time.
Yeah, soulofagamerpodcast@gmail.com. Reach out, ask us questions, say things to us, ask us how we are, ask us if we're cool, and we might tell you we're not or we are. We don't know.
Yeah. Or Scott might lie to you and say that I'm stupid and
you're lying.
I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Yes.
Bye. Love you.
Now.